All right, the legend joins us. He's a major league scout. He's one of the top major league scouts in the game of baseball. A local man from Sarah High School, and he's worked over at Marin Catholic and created a wonderful job in baseball as a farm director for the Yankees. He's drafted John Elway for the Yankees, by the way, and Rex Hudler, if I'm not mistaken, right? But Gary Hughes has been part of our show, and of course, he lost his dear wife Kathy a couple of months ago, and we love Kathy and we miss her desperately. But Gary is here today, and of course, he's with the Red Sox now. As I say, maybe it'll be Harry Hooper and getting back to 1912 again, and Fred Snodgrass and all that. Yeah, who knows? We got to put your microphone up there. There you go.
Joe Cronin.
I think that was prior to Joe Cronin. I think at that point, Smokey Joe Wood, as Bruce Jenkins likes to say. But we wanted to talk a little bit because you know Vin Scully. And Scully will simulcast his third inning today on Comcast, KMBR.
Yep.
Everything in there, all over the world, will hear the third inning from Vin Scully today. But, Gary, you've known him so long, and what does Scully mean to you in the game of baseball?
He means everything to the game in baseball. And to me, I knew I'd finally made it in this game when I realized that Vin Scully knew my name.
Wow.
And I just was up. You gave the Jewish New Year and a Happy New Year to you. I just came down from Mass upstairs. They had a Mass upstairs, a Mass in memory of Jose Fernandez. Mm. And the first reading at the Mass was given by Vin Scully this morning.
Wow.
Upstairs in the Giants office. It's really special. And Vin has been... I'm one of those kids that listen on KFI at home up in the Bay Area and raised in San Mateo, and we could get KFI and listen to Dodger games, and I was a Dodger fan. No longer, obviously, but the thing about it was I became a Dodger fan when the Jackie Robinson story, the original Jackie Robinson story, came out. I became a Jackie Robinson fan, a baseball fan, and a Dodger fan, and it was that way until I thought I'd be that way always, until I first got my first paycheck, I think.
Yeah.
And that changed.
All right, Gary Hughes with us. Vin Scully, very important, obviously, in your life, and you know what? He's Connie Mack. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Connie Mack managed for 50 years. Connie Mack, that record will never be broken. The grand old man of baseball was in baseball till almost his 90s as the owner of the old Philadelphia A's franchise. And Scully is in that pantheon of people. I mean, in 67 years broadcasting, no one will ever, ever top that. And no one will ever manage a team for 50 years because Connie Mack owned the team, so he wouldn't fire himself. So, you know, you had that. So I look at Scully like a Connie Mack figure, mm-hmm. that Mount Rushmore of the people in baseball who will never be touched.
Right, that's a good call, too. And he belongs up there on Rushmore with some of the greats, maybe the Connie Macks of the world.
For the longevity.
Babe Ruth, you know,
and for what he accomplished. Yeah.
One franchise, one employer, right?
In my whole baseball life. I mean, honestly, he's been broadcasting my whole baseball life. And, of course, you know, a lot of people could say that, but I'm a little older, and he's been broadcasting my whole baseball life. So, you know, and this is in Brooklyn, and I was there to hear him. So, you know, Scully had a very special part for me.
And going out at the top of his game, too.
I mean,
when has it not been the top of his game? It's amazing.
He's an amazing he's an amazing broadcaster of all these different sports. But the longevity of still being on top, going out. And like Connie Mack, when he went out, you know, you had to show him where the dugout was. But this guy's going out talking to the world as quickly as plays develop in front of him, which is just amazing.
And remembering every person in that world.
Isn't it something?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Out of all his virtues as a broadcaster, I mean, there are so many to point out, almost an infinite amount. But I love how objective he is. I mean, when you hear him today, he's not going to be a Dodger homer at all.
Ever.
He's so fair, and it just really enhances the broadcast for me.
Yeah.
So some of your favorite virtues of Vin as a broadcaster?
As a broadcaster, the stories. I mean, the fact that the way he just keeps weaving things in from the 67 years, and it'll bring up something and remind someone. And it was never like you mentioned, Patrick. That's the thing. I doubt that he'd ever said, even by mistake, we, you know, when it comes to the Dodgers.
Good call.
All right. Gary Hughes is with us, of course, a legendary scout and now working with the Red Sox. David Ortiz, now, of course, the Red Sox will continue playing, and I know most people here would love to see a Red Sox Giant combination in the World Series. That's a long way away. But you're part of the Red Sox, and just describe a little bit of what David Ortiz means to that franchise. I put him in there with the Williams, to Yastrzemski, to Jim Rice maybe, to David Ortiz maybe, that connection.
He's there. The last 3 days of this season, they've honored him at Fenway Park for a different part of what he's done for the city, for the team, and for baseball. And today's the third day of that. And he's really special. You see the way he reacts to people, the way he brings the team together, too. He's been a big part of these young kids coming in, the Mookie Betts, the Jackie Bradley Juniors, and so on and so on, because he's done such a good job of incorporating them with them. And he gets such joy out of the game, too. You flash on the dugout when and he's a guy like Jose Fernandez, who's generally excited about the game and about the success that the team would be having at that time.
Right, very good. What do you see of the Giants here the last week? You've been around.
Oh, it's been exciting. I've looked forward to coming to the game here today. It's really been great. I mean, it was such a downer there for a while. Never a 20-game losing streak or anything, but just they weren't doing what they did. And they've come alive at the right time, and you know, I'd love to see a giant Red Sox World Series.
How'd you like the kid yesterday, Ty Block?
I loved it.
What made him special, Gary? You're a scout.
You asked me yesterday in the same answer. He reminded me of an old lefty, a kid that used to what he has and got that good movement, left-handed movement, fearless. I mean, that was a big game yesterday, and he didn't have much experience, you couldn't tell it. He pitched great,
and he'll throw inside on guys. Which,
he wasn't afraid.
Yeah, for young guys to go in on a lot of veterans the Dodgers put out there, respect, huh?
Right, and he did everything right. I mean, and I think Posey did a good job of getting him through the game as well. But you know, it still takes that guy. He didn't give up a run. I mean, it's amazing.
Very good. Hey, nice to have you with us, as always, and look forward to seeing you as we go through this, see where this journey takes us over the next few weeks.
I look forward to that, and I got to tell everybody here, I appreciate what you've done of remembering my wife. Thank you.
Well, she deserves it, and we love her. All right, that's Gary Hughes. Let's hear
Thanks,
it for Gary.
Gary,
one of the good guys in baseball and in sports. All right.